Blog Talk Radio.
Afternoon, or I should say maybe good evening, everyone, and welcome to In the Studio with Lena here on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. I'm so glad that you're joining me today, all the listeners from around the world, as well as people on the phone and in the chat room. Thank you so much for joining me today. Of course, every Wednesday at 6, I'm bringing it to you, entertainment, news, and sports. Right now, it's the NFL. So we'll definitely be talking about that. And also, speaking of the NFL, let me tell y'all, every Saturday, join me on the NFL tailgate and shout-out party. It's at 10 a.m. on the East Coast until noon. And on the West Coast, it begins at 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. And it's on Spreaker.com. Your host is David Capers. So it's me and four other guys. And I'm telling you, as a woman, I hold it down. I know about NFL. I was married and divorced, and I was married to a guy that I became an NFL widower. So you know what? Either I sat down and learned the game or left the house and went shopping. So I sat down and learned the game, and I enjoy it immensely, not only the NFL, but I enjoy the NBA as well. Excuse me. Well, of course, today we're going to talk about entertainment news and the NFL Nation, what's going on this week in the NFL. Excuse me. Oh, God, I got a little bit of a dry cough. We're still in Mercury retrograde. It doesn't end until next week on the 9th. Now, this Sunday, we had a full moon, the 27th, and also a lunar eclipse. All this came on Sunday. We had the full moon on Sunday. We had the lunar eclipse on Sunday, and we also are still in Mercury retrograde. So, bam, 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 huh? But anyway, so that's what's going on. So just still be careful until we come out next Thursday. I believe the 9th is next Thursday, then we'll be okay. Well, y'all, I got to go get some water right quick. So I'll tell you what, let me play a quick song, and I'll be right back while I get some water. Thank you.
So, what do you want to do? I'm here, baby. I'm ready, baby. I'm waiting on you. Believe me, I am patiently waiting. Something wrong with me. Every time I'm alone with you, you keep talking about you loving me. Hey, babe, your foreplay just blows my mind. So why don't we stop all the talking, girl? Why don't we stop wasting time? I've had my share of lovers, some say I'm damn good, and if you think you can turn me out, maybe I wish that you would, cause you keep telling me this and telling me that.
Thank you, Barry. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I got my water, y'all, so I'm cooking now with gas. All righty. Well, let's get the show going. So the first thing that we're going to talk about, of course, is entertainment news. You know, I got to bring it on. Well, the First Lady, Michelle Obama, is coming to The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Miss Obama will be on Monday. So if you got to see her, I hope you did. And she was talking about her program, Let Girls Run. The Pope was in Philly last week for the World Meeting of Families, and you also see the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. She'll be among the performers on the Ben Franklin Parkway. Franklin has said she may go into semi-retirement after this performance, and this event with Pope Francis is a great way to cap off a full-time performing. All right. Speaking of Lee Daniels, the award-winning filmmaker and Philly native may be headed to court to square off with actor Sean Penn. Penn's lawyers filed a $10 million suit against Daniels because they say during an interview, Daniels compared the allegations of domestic violence against Empire star Terrence Howard to Sean Penn. Penn's lawyers claim Penn has never faced charges of abuse toward his ex-wives, including Madonna. Daniels isn't commenting on the suit for now. Mary J. Blige is coming to Atlantic City, all my East Coast friends. Blige is performing at the Borgata on Friday, November 13th. I'm sorry. She's also preparing for her role in the NBC version of The Wiz, which airs December 3rd. She's playing the Wicked Witch. Blige also hooked up with Taraji P. Henson of Empire and Kerry Washington of Scandal in a new commercial promoting Apple's music service. The service creates playlists and mixtapes. Ava DuVernay directed the series of commercials. And I mean, they're good. If y'all haven't seen them, it's Mary J. Blige, Kerry Washington, and Taraji P. Henson. And they're funny as heck. So I hope if you get a chance, do observe them on whatever TV channel that you're on, because the commercial's running all over the place. And it's another wife for Usher. Usher and his longtime girlfriend, Grace Miguel, have eloped. The two went on their honeymoon in Cuba. He has two sons from his previous marriage to Tamika Foster, and Miguel has children from a previous relationship. Miguel is 8 years older than Usher. Now, because Usher is a young man and every woman that he's had an involvement with has been an older woman, that tells me that an older woman turned him out when he was young. and probably gave him something he never felt before. And ever since then, it's been like a marker on him when he's with a woman that she's got to be an older woman, not a woman around his age group. So I hope that this marriage with Grace works out for you, Usher. God bless you. Congratulations. And I hope this is what you've been looking for to complete your life. Well, actress Lupita Nyong is gracing the cover of October's Vogue magazine. The 32-year-old Oscar winner has a red-hot photo shoot inside and talks about her upcoming projects, a New York stage production called Eclipse, the Disney-featured Queen of Katawi, and, of course, Star Wars. Actor Leon from the Five Heartbeats and the Temptation movie is coming to Philly. Leon is starring in the new Jacarius Johnson production, Things Your Man Won't Do on Friday, October 23rd, at the Tower Theater, y'all, back there in Philly. So all my East Coast friends, go out there and support it. The show also stars Alan Payne, Terry Vaughn, Tony Grant, and Essence Atkins. So please support the show. Thank you. Singer-actress Kelly Price is splitting with her hubby. Say what? Price has been married to Jeffrey Rolls Sr. for 23 years, but the two are reportedly headed for divorce. The couple has two adult children. Roll is also Price's manager, but it looks as though the Grammy-nominated singer will cut those ties as well. An original Real Housewife of Atlanta suffers a health crisis. 37-year-old Kim Zolak Berman suffered a mini stroke, leaving her partially paralyzed and temporarily unable to speak. Kim, who suffered the mini stroke after competing on Dancing with the Stars, took to social media to complain she's got feeling back and was released from the hospital. As of press time, no official word from ABC on what Dancing with the Stars will do. Meanwhile, Chaka Khan was the first to be voted off, but Tamar Braxton is hanging in there and doing pretty well. Actor Michael B. Jordan is on the cover guide for the new issue of GQ magazine. You know, we don't get too many brothers on GQ, so congratulations, Michael, for that. Jordan will be starring in the new Rocky sequel, Creed, which co-stars Sylvester Stallone and opens in theaters November 25th. He plays Creed's son. I think it's his son or grandson, one of the two. I think grandson. Anyway, Taraji P. Henson is on the cover for the October issue of Glamour magazine. Questlove and Black Thought of the Roots are the cover guys for the latest edition of Ebony magazine, the October issue that celebrates black men. The October issue of Essence magazine is celebrating TV titan Shonda Rhimes and her shows Grey's Anatomy, How to Get Away with Murder, and of course Scandal. The writer-producer is the cover subject for Essence. Rhimes, whose shows all air on ABC's Thursday night lineup, is splitting the cover with the cast of her shows. Look for covers from Rhimes, Viola Davis, Kerry Washington, Chandra Wilson, the cast of Grey's Anatomy, and the cast of How to Get Away with Murder. Rhimes will also sit down with her fellow TV titan, Oprah Winfrey. Rhimes will discuss motherhood and how she lost 100 pounds on November 15th, Super Soul Sunday show on OWN. Excuse me, so you might want to mark that on your calendars. Excuse me. Rhimes will be on Oprah's show, Super Soul Sunday, on the 15th of November. Excuse me, y'all. I have a little sip of water. Well, speaking of the mighty, she landed an interview with Jimmy Carter. Winfrey will have an exclusive with the former U.S. president on his legacy, humanitarian efforts, his politics, faith, and health, because you know Jimmy's got cancer right now. Carter is 90 years old. He announced earlier this year he's fighting cancer, which has spread to his brain. The Winfrey Carter sit-down will air on September 27th on Super Soul Sunday, which was this past Sunday. So if you miss it, you can always go to what is that, Comcast Demand. You can go on demand and see the show if you missed it. Now, if you have Dish or DirecTV, I don't know what to tell you. I don't have those products, so I don't know if you're able to see past shows or not. Well, congrats to Emmy winners Viola Davis on How to Get Away with Murder, who made history as the first African-American woman to win a Best Actress Emmy in a drama. Uzo Adubo, who won her second straight Emmy for Orange is the New Black, and Regina Bell for her role in American Crimes. King is also going to be playing a doctor in the new HBO series, The Leftovers. Now, that debuts on October 4th. We remember Arthur Jackie Collins, the famed novelist who saw her works turned into a host of miniseries and made-for-TV movies, has died of breast cancer. She became a fixture on talk shows as a much sought-out personality, becoming more popular than her best-selling books. Collins' big actress, Joan Collins, best known for her top-rated nighttime soap Dynasty, called Jackie her best friend. Jackie Collins, whose books such as Lucky, Lady Boss, Hollywood Husband sold over 500 million copies. She was 77 years old when she passed. God bless you, Jackie Collins, and your family. Vivica A. Fox is coming to Empire. Yes, she is, y'all. Fox will play the older sister of Cookie. Yes! It's another Holloway sister. Hello, somebody. Tasha Smith plays the other sibling to Taraji P. Henson, to Cookie's character. Fox will pop up in Episode 8, right before the series takes a winter break. The new season will feature a lot of other celebrities, including Chris Rock, Ludacris, Marissa Tomei, just to name a few. And speaking of Empire, TV's Lion Family patriarch Terrence Howard revealed a lot in a recent issue of Rolling Stone magazine. Howard talked about his personal life, witnessing his father kill a man. Ooh. His recent reconciliation with his third and current wife, Myra Pack. They divorced over the summer but had a baby boy in the spring. He talked about his love of math and how Robert Downey Jr. screwed him out of $100 million when Howard lost his role in the Iron Man movie franchise. Ooh, interesting. Well, if it was that bad, why didn't you sue the production company? Or sue Robert Downey Jr. Interesting. Because you know who they brought back for 2 and 3 of Iron Man was Don Cheadle. Yup, sure did. Well, the Toni Braxton story is coming to Lifetime. The cable network has roasted for its portrayal of the late singer Aaliyah, but bounced back with the Whitney Houston biopic directed by Angela Bassett. Braxton has signed off on Lifetime adapting her memoir, Unbreak My Heart, into a TV movie. Her story is a powerful one, y'all. Feuding with her record label, her divorce, motherhood, bankruptcy twice, and her career resurgence via reality TV and touring production is set to being the end of the year, and Braxton will be one of the executive producers. Lionel Richie is coming to Las Vegas. The famed singer-songwriter is setting up a residency in Vegas where he will perform April through May 2016 and then September through October 2016. So all you folks that go to Vegas or maybe haven't been and want to go, be sure and catch Lionel Richie's show. It will be next year in April to May, and if you miss that, go back. He will be there from September to October. At which hotel, don't know at this time, but I'm sure that if you look up on the internet for entertainment in Vegas, you'll get those dates. Well, it's the Bruno Mars is headlining Super Bowl's golden anniversary. Reports are flying all over the place that because of his stellar performance in 2014, the NFL wants Bruno Mars to return and celebrate Super Bowl 50, which airs on CBS Sunday, February 7th, and it'll be from Santa Clara, California. So, again, if you want to see Bruno Mars, mark it on your calendar for the Super Bowl game, February 7th of next year. Well, after a sold-out stadium stand-up performance in Philly, hometown comedian Kevin Hart is coming back to the area. All right, my East Coast friends, tickets are on sale for the New Year's Eve comedy show Thursday, December 31st at the Boardwalk Hall in Atlantic City. If you don't remember all this, just pull it up on the internet, okay, y'all? Hart's next movie is Right Along 2 with Ice Cube. Tinka Sumpter and Sherry Shepherd are also in the movie. It opens in theaters Friday, January 15th. So his new movie, Right Along 2, will be out January 15th, which is 2 days after my birthday. And then on prior to that, New Year's Eve, he'll be in Philly for the New Year's Eve comedy show. Y'all support the brother, all right? Okay, Patti LaBelle is coming to the Cooking Channel. Patti LaBelle's Place airs Sunday, September 27th. Oh, it was Sunday at 8 p.m. on the Cooking Channel. Oh, I missed that. I'm going to have to go back in and watch it. Here are some dates for some returning TV shows. The new season of Being Mary Jane kicks off October 20th on BET, and the new season premiere of the FX channel American Horror Story kicks off October 7th. Hush your mouth. I love me some horror. If you've never been into the series, you need to go back. Just like Sopranos or what was the other one they had people go back? Oh, True Blood and the motorcycle one. I can't think of it now. Anarchy, Sons of Anarchy. Go back and catch up. Well, the same way with this one. Go back and catch up on a horror story, and I'm telling you, it's the same, and they've added each year some more actors, but the core people are each season, but they're in different ways. Like they had a circus, they had a hospital, they were in New Orleans, and this time they're going to be at a hotel. So if you get a chance, please watch it. If you enjoy, it's a different type of horror, and this year they said it's supposed to be a lot more bloodier, so I don't know. But just be sure and check it out, please. I think you'd enjoy it. Okay, it's coming to the half hour, so we're going to take a quick break, and I'll be back with the NFL Nation News.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mark. Oh, give the fuck from 93.
And now we're But if you think
me this and telling me that. You say once I'm with you, I'll never go back. I know there's a lesson you wanna teach. Here I am, baby, practice what you preach. Is it? What you preach,
lady, baby, 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 we're wasting time, precious time, all this talk about what you want to do and how you're going to do it to me.
Back. You're listening to In the Studio with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. Well, we're at the sports section. We talked about entertainment news and what's going on in Gollywood. And now we've been talking about the NFL, you know, just catching up whatever the scoop is up until today to Wednesday. So, Leonard Williams dozes off while taking sleep therapist advice. The New York Jets met with a sleep therapist to find ways to adjust to the five-hour London time change. One rookie took the expert advice to heart immediately. First-round pick Leonard Williams admitted to dozing off in a Monday meeting not long after the therapist turned off the lights in the meeting room. Although he says a therapist said sleeping was allowed, I was kind of nodding off, Williams admitted with a laugh. The guy was telling us it is all right to go to sleep. He shouldn't have said that. He turned off the lights. I was trying to pay attention. Head coach Todd Bowles probably didn't mind since it was in a positional or football team meeting and because he wants his players as fresh and rested as possible for Sunday's international divisional showdown with Miami. Oh, get out of here. So the New York Jets are playing Miami Sunday in England, huh? Wow. This is going to be really interesting. There are plenty of things that can unintentionally keep players from getting the necessary rest needed on this trip. Caffeine after a certain hour during the day and large meals less than 3 hours before bedtime will be discouraged, guys. The players also have been equipped with a light book, which provides bright light to give players enough light for at least an hour upon waking up on Saturday and Sunday. The thinking is that the body's internal clock can acclimate better and natural sunlight or light from the light book in the morning. Oh, boy. Okay, well, it ought to be interesting to see what's going to happen. Okay, going on. So remember that Sunday, the Jets and Miami in England. Boy, that ought to be interesting. That'll probably be on ESPN, no doubt. Well, what do you know? Now my page is locked up, y'all. Can you believe that? Oh, my goodness. It sure did. My NFL page is locked up. It's not giving me anything. Well, excuse me. I'll tell you what, we're close to the end of the show anyway, and I don't know why. I know we're in Mercury retrograde. Anything is possible, okay? So anyway, let me go ahead and close it out. I thank you for being with me today, the people listening around the world, in the chat room, on the phone. Thank you so much. I hope that you enjoyed the show. I sure enjoyed having you here. That's for certain. So I'll be back on Friday, Traffic Jams. Now remember, that's at 4 o'clock to 6 p.m. Friday on Spreaker.com, okay? So don't come to Blog Talk Radio looking for me for Friday Traffic Jam. Go to Spreaker.com, put in Friday Traffic Jams, and you got me. And then, of course, Sunday I'll be back on Blog Talk Radio for psychic readings at 3 o'clock. Okay, so we will see you then. Have a good week, and I will see y'all on Friday.